The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Everyone is aware of the missing peculiar flight, Air Malaysia, Flight 370, that was going from Kuala Lumpur up to Beijing and just literally disappeared in thin air. To this day, no one has any clue where this plane is, where the passengers are, nothing. It's like as if they got swallowed up into thin air. No one knows where they are. There was a person who reached out to a religious, a frum travel agent weeks before that he was doing a business deal in that area, Indonesia, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, and then he had to do, he was going up from Kuala Lumpur up to Beijing. So he figured, he'll ask his travel agent if he could book that flight, Flight 370, leaving Friday night. This person, a frum travel agent, who did not want to be named because he wants to remain anonymous, but Dan, he did the research and he saw it's a true story. This religious travel agent told the person, he says, by the way, it somehow came in the conversation, something about like him being Jewish, the ticketed passenger, somebody who's Jewish. He says, by the way, yeah, I guess when I'm there, I'll visit a Chabad or something. He says, I'll visit a Chabad and check out the religious thing. I heard there's Jewish thing. Oh, you're Jewish? Yes, I am. Oh, really? Says, oh, and by the way, can you please book the ticket for me from Kuala Lumpur up to Beijing? So listen to what this man did. He has a quandary. On the one hand, clearly the man does not keep Shabbat, and he's a customer. And if I start telling him my religious dictates, I'm helping a person do Avera, be Mechal Shabbat, but I'm not really telling him to do that, but I am kind of booking it for him. But he's anyways not keeping Shabbat. I may lose the client. I have to have parnasah for my family. All these things are swirling in his head. He says, you know what? He says, listen, my religious dictates do not allow me to book that specific flight because it flies on Shabbat. If you want, I could book everything except for that flight. And I could tell you how you could do it. In other words, I am not booking it for you. If you want to book it, this is what you could do. And it's on you. So there was a long pause after he sent that email. And the person sent an email back and says, I really thought about it and you're right. I should give Shabbat observance a try. I'm not going to fly it on Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Motzei Shabbat, he emailed this travel agent. He says, oh my gosh, do you see what's on the news? And the person's like, what are you talking about? He says, Flight 370, that flight, I was supposed to be on that plane. You saved my life. You literally saved my life. I was supposed to be there and you told me not to do that. I said, I'll give Shabbat observance. I was mevatel dati. I said, I'm listening to you. Who was this person? Just a traveler in the middle of nowhere. And it sounds like this is a high-end client. He could have lost him. All because he stood up for the honor of Shabbat and said, I'm being mevatel dati to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is mevatel their dati to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are not going to be the one jumping up and saying, well, I'm going to take that flight. No, what do you mean? I don't do that. I'm mevatel dati to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll make miracles for you.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.